Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Dr. Richard Ruling is a physician whose interest in retirement is Bible prophecy and alternative health care. He's published many books, such as The Alpha and Omega Bible Code, Sword Over America, Why You Shouldn't Ask Your Doctor, Choices That Can Save Your Life, The Fall of America, A Survivor's Manual, and now Megaquake 23. Three timelines and seven events signal apocalyptical times. We've talked about many of these books with Dr. Ruling, and that will be the book we feature today, Megaquake 2023. How credible is this information? Scientists say that the San Andreas is 80 years overdue, and with increasing seismic activity, it's not hard to see trouble for the West Coast. The fires and high gas prices are an omen of the Golden State turning brown. Saying it could be tomorrow for the big one means they really don't know. The Bible has better information, and Richard Ruling shares it in Megaquake 2023. Richard Ruling, MD, MPH, was board certified in internal medicine, taught health science at Loma Linda University. The National Institutes of Health gifted his school $40 million for a study to learn why the community lived about 7 years longer than other non-smokers. The study supports the benefits of a vegan or vegetarian diet, and many diseases are reversible if we eat wisely. He understands health better and differently than most MDs. And back with us on This Week in America, Dr. Richard Ruling, author of Megaquake 2023. Dr. Ruling, welcome to the program, sir. It's a pleasure to have you back with us.
Well, it's very mutual, Rick. Thank you. God bless you for your effort to help America understand important stuff. Thank you.
I am just the vessel. You are the one bringing all of this information, and I'm fascinated by this book and looking forward to our conversation. What inspired you to write this book? And I say that five puzzle pieces that I'm seeing as I go through the book that are of major importance. If you would go ahead, tell us what inspired you and what those different pieces are.
Well, life is like a puzzle to many people, and sometimes as we look back, we can see more. I'm 80 years old in great health, and I think I'm seeing more than twice as much at 40. One of the things that I see is that God sees the end from the beginning. He boasts that in Isaiah 46 chapter, but in the previous chapter, Isaiah 45, he proved it, to my opinion, when he named Cyrus 100 years before he was born and told how Cyrus would conquer Babylon when two river gates were left open. Cyrus diverted the Euphrates River into a reservoir and marched under the wall of Babylon and found two gates open, just like no loss of life to conquer Babylon. And when Daniel showed him his name in ancient writings brought from Jerusalem 70 years earlier, Cyrus was overwhelmed. He was God, Israel's God, and he freed them from captivity and even helped pay their way back to their homeland. To me, that's huge proof that God sees our time, et cetera. And so I just say the Bible is really ahead of us on some things. When seismologists cannot tell us, they see San Andreas 80 years overdue for a big one and yet can't tell us when. I think the Bible has the information.
And as I mentioned, you have it in your book, Megaquake, the book of 2023, book available wherever books are sold. We'll go through all of that as we go through the program. Some of the puzzle pieces that I'm seeing that are quite relevant, and we'll talk about several of these if we can, how history of the great disappointment will repeat.
Well, actually, that's in the Bible, too. If you Google great disappointment, it's about a Baptist preacher in 1844 proclaiming that the end of the world was at hand and that they would be raptured. Well, neither event was like they expected, but in Revelation 10th chapter, John has a bitter belly when he's asked to eat a little book. It's the book of Daniel, the same book that the Millerites misunderstood. So it was typifying that experience, and Christ said, you must prophesy again, which means same messages, I think, time of judgment for our time, not 1844. And I believe the bridegroom is part of this mix, if you study the Bible, not about a rapture to heaven, but when God executed judgment on Egypt, he took them to a covenant, later said, I'm married to you. So it's about a covenant opportunity to be God's kingdom, because when they made that covenant, they became his kingdom. And the book of Daniel shows that God will establish his kingdom, but it's not about when he shows up in the sky either. He wants us to move by faith. God got an ignorant bride at Sinai when they worshiped a calf 40 days later. And this must not happen to Christ this time. And I'm seeing provisions in the wedding parables that will provide for him to get an intelligent bride, not an ignorant bride.
All of this fits together in Dr. Ruling's book, Megaquake 2023. You talk about how history of the Exodus will repeat. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Well, God executed judgment on Egypt and freed the Israelites to go to the promised land, the covenant that God made with Israel, or Abraham, really. And the point is that Egypt had done some bad stuff. They enslaved Israel and threw their babies in the river. But America today has enslaved most people in negative lifestyles, and alcohol, tobacco, drugs, even medical care is really a form of bondage when we could be free and live well without prescription drugs that often cause adverse side effects. If you have to go back every month, it's bondage. And so I'm seeing a parallel really with Egypt and the fact that what God did in Egypt was a jubilee event, and jubilees came every 50 years. But 50 years from Roe v. Wade is this year. And so, hello, that's one of the timelines that I see. I see several timelines for this year being significant.
The book Megaquake 2023, Dr. Richard Ruling is our guest on the program, R-U-H-L-I-N-G. Book available wherever books are sold. Amazon will give you this information as we go through the program. Moving through these, you've got several examples of history that will repeat itself. Alexander's victory for one. One situation in the Bible that you talk about ended in an earthquake. Talk about those that will repeat themselves and the significance of that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I predicted war with Iraq before 9/11 based on that vision of Daniel in Daniel 8th chapter, where it names the Medes and Persians in verse 20. It says the vision is at the time of the end in verse 17. Well, believing we're in the time of the end, the Medes and Persians are Iraq and Iran. So that's how I happen to predict war with Iraq. And I'm sure our next war is not with Russia, not with China, not with North Korea, like Obama was worried about. It's really about Iran. And we might wonder how we get there. But the Bible also reveals that. I don't want to be talking too much. This is not a monologue. I like the way you interact. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you're the one that has all this information, and you'll find it in the book. We're not doing it justice with a half an hour interview. This is something that you need to buy, need to read, and maybe form your lifestyle to what's about to approach us in Dr. Ruling's book. But how do all of these represent a great opportunity is what I'm trying to say. So often we talk this and it's all gloom and doom, but some of these present an opportunity. Talk about that, if you will.
Okay. First, I want to share how we get from the vision at the time of the end to the time of the end. And it's a fact that President Erdogan of Turkey has appealed for 57 Muslim nations to siege Israel. Okay. And in the Bible, 2,500 years ago, it said that Jerusalem will be surrounded. And 57 Muslim nations could do that. It would be possible.
Yes.
It says houses rifled, women raped, half the city goes into captivity. And that will make the ram and goat scenario from Daniel 8 active. In other words, a goat flies from the west and stomps a militant Muslim ram, breaks its horns, Medes and Persians, Iraq and Iran. We're going to go again to war, this time with Iran, I believe, because we've already done Iraq. And I can imagine, though, first, the Muslims will be celebrating their mosque in Jerusalem, which has an inscription, Allah has no son, when suddenly it says the Lord will roar from Jerusalem, the heavens and earth will shake, it will be the earthquake that initiates the biblical end times. The Muslims will flee. But that earthquake will impact America, too, because of our bad stuff, like Egypt, you know, and abortions and other things that we really have done badly in many respects. And so I think punishment is coming to us as it did to Egypt anciently.
Why do you think these puzzle pieces will be relevant in 2023? And that's part of the subtitle of the book, Three Timelines. Why do you think this will be relevant this year?
Well, I could give you, we mentioned Roe v. Wade as a jubilee event that comes every 50 years, and 50 years from Roe v. Wade is this year. Also, in Joel 1, the day of the Lord, which is an end time phrase, it's found five times in the book of Joel, but it's not the visible second coming in the sky. It's when a time of judgment for the last 7 years, when people run toward God or away from him, depending on whether they see him as a good guy, not do our own things, but need to repent. Help us, God. Please help us live well. And we're sorry for our mistakes. I think he will enable and empower people, and they can become part of his kingdom. So that the earthquake is really a knock for the wedding, in the sense of the wedding parables, all three of them. And by the way, most Christians only know about two parables, Matthew 22, the parable of the wedding feast and wedding garment, and Matthew 25, 10 virgins going to a wedding. They miss Luke 12, 35 to 48, basically. But those parables are rich with meaning and have Passover imagery, like the midnight cry in Luke, in Matthew 25. There was a cry at midnight. Well, that goes back to Egypt, a cry at midnight when God executed judgment there. So it's a link to tap to the timing. And it's a bad understanding to think you can't know, you won't know, you'll never know. Know is eido, means be aware, consider, understand. Christ was saying, you don't understand. It's like a man traveling to a far country. Well, that was happens to be a 9-11 provision for in Numbers 9, verse 10 and 11. Interesting that God linked the text with what we foreknew. He apparently foreknew 9-11, and we all know 9-11 is important. But in Numbers 9, verse 11, there's a Passover timing a month later. And I think that allows for the Muslims to take the city, rejoice in their mosque, and a month later, it's Passover timing, I believe there's going to be a huge earthquake in May. And that's how I see these events fitting together. Not sure I answered your questions fully, but that's an initial view of how one timeline. I should go back and say that we were talking about the other timelines. Joel 1, verse 3 and 4 says, you tell your children, let them tell their children, and I'm another generation. It's four generations. A Bible generation is 40 years. Four times 40 is 160. One of the greatest events in American history is freedom that Abraham Lincoln gave to slaves. When he gave the Emancipation Proclamation, it was 1863. And we black people can especially appreciate that, but we're seeing a rise of racism and hate. Christians, we should love everybody. As we're, and if we have the same Father in heaven, we're all brothers. But there are factions that are fomenting hate, which is a bad situation. And I believe when the earthquake comes, there'll be martial law and big trouble. But the point is that the four generations from 1863, 160 years, also brings us to this year, okay, along with the 50 years from Roe v. Wade. So four generations, God's timing is good, and I just say that's another example. There are also some events, but I'll wait to see. I don't want this to be a monologue. Go ahead. I thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, because all of this information is so important. And again, in the subtitle, it's mentioned seven events. I don't want you to give away the book here, everything you've got, because there's so much more in the book. And I encourage people to pick up a copy of Megaquake 2023 by Richard Ruling. We'll have all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Taking several of the events, as many as you would like to discuss here, what were these events, and when did these events occur?
These events all occurred in 2015, and I believe they were a seven-year warning, like Joseph gave to Pharaoh in Egypt. He said there's going to be 7 years of plenty and then seven of famine. Part of Christ's warning was, woe to them with child, woe to them that give suck. It takes several years to get pregnant, to have a baby, to nurse it, to wean it, and the baby is still needing help and so on. A seven-year warning is appropriate, and the Bible says that what is has been already. God summons each event back in its turn, giving us a seven-year warning from 2015 through 722 does imply these seven events were significant for this year, okay? And the first couple really have, man has no control over. It says in Joel 2:31, the sun will be darkened and the moon turned to blood. There was a rare solar eclipse on the equinox in 2015, followed by a blood moon on Passover, which was the day of Jewish judgment. They prayed that God would pass over them in judgment in Egypt, and judgment fell on the Egyptians. Judgment fell on Christ at Passover. And in 70 AD, judgment fell on Jerusalem when Titus came at Passover time and the city had millions of Jews in it. So end times, I believe Paul said those holy days are shadows of things to come. I believe we haven't been seeing it right. The preachers have made it easy. They've made it sound simple. Oh, you don't need to do those things or worry about it. Jesus is going to save you. Well, how's he going to save us if we don't read what he said, you know? And so yes, that's my opinion of several events. And by the way, also in 2015, another Bible event, when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction is coming. The Iran nuclear deal was peace and safety in 2015. And sudden destruction with the earthquake is coming.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned this before, but it's worth going back to that. Christ gave us a half dozen signals of 9/11. Warnings. You picked up on those, but again, a lot of people did not. Talk about that, because this was, how were you able to pick up on that and so many others were not?
Well, the first one happens to be his statement that no man knows the day or hour but as the days of Noah. So, but means if you're talking about an issue of timing, days of Noah, when was it? It happened to have that second Passover timing that is provided in the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 10 and 11, 9-11. And then you might think, well, that's just an odd coincidence. But the next parable begins, then shall two be in the field. Then means same time again, okay? The issue is time. And it's the same as Noah's, you know. And by the way, a fictional series on Left Behind quoted that text about one will be taken, the other left, as if we're snatched out of here to heaven, okay? But Luke 17th chapter, last verses, same words, one will be taken, the other left, but the disciples ask, where, Lord, where are they taken? And he says, where the body is, there will the eagles be gathered. And hello, that's not snatched to heaven. That's the dinner of the birds in Revelation 19, verse 17 and 18. And so I don't want to go there, you know, but under martial law, UN troops won't hesitate to shoot American citizens. They don't care about our American rights. We're going to be, and by the way, under Colonel Ammerman said a couple decades ago, he was a colonel under Schwarzkopf, that there are a million UN troops in the U.S., mostly on hidden closed military bases. We don't see them, but they're here. So martial law can be ready anytime we have a big disaster, and I believe it will be big with God shaking the heavens and earth. So trouble is coming, and Christ gave the signs that I believe we should be aware of.
Richard Ruling, MD, is our guest on the program. His book is Megaquake 2023. The book is available wherever books are sold. Amazon will go through all of those places. Three timelines and seven events signal apocalyptic times. The book is one in a series. All of this, again, on our website. We'll give you all of the links for this. So how do we get from where we are to the earthquake? When you talk earthquake, you have everybody's attention, and it's like, okay, what do we do now? How do we get from here to there, and what can we do?
Well, I believe that Daniel's vision at the time of the end includes the scenario of a goat flying from the west to stomp a militant Muslim ram. And it'll happen when the Muslims take Jerusalem, I think. When they celebrate their mosque, which says Allah has no son, I think it's over for their rejoicing when he shakes the heavens and earth. And it says in the Zechariah 14:5, they will flee. Okay. So, but I think also God will use the ram and goat scenario. And interestingly enough, to me, the horns were significant of the leadership of those countries, militant leaders, okay? Medes and Persians, kings of those countries. Saddam is gone. Alexander the Great died a premature death. He was the great horn on the goat. But in the Bible times, horns were used to make trumpets. They would cut off the horn and make trumpets. I think the great horn that makes the goat great is the great Trump. I could be wrong, but I know that he's not gone completely. And there are a lot of people, he may have the military support for when Muslims take the city. Let's get them.
Our guest on the program, Richard Ruling, MD. The book is Megaquake 2023. Time is going by so quickly here. I want to sort of tie this up with, why are these important to us? And again, you touched on earthquakes and the martial law. Why should we pay attention? For many people, it's like, yeah, but they keep saying this, it's not going to happen, and they go about their normal lives. Why is this important to us?
Well, for one thing, some people say, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
We should really say we'll see it when we believe it.
Interesting. And,
I think that things will happen. We should get ready. Like Abraham Lincoln said, I'll study, get ready. Someday my chance will come. We don't have a lot of time to study, and it's taken me a long time to understand it as I do. But I really wouldn't trade my understanding for all the drugs that pharma wants to offer me. So I would just say the earthquake under imagery is encoded also as a knock in Revelation. I stand at the door and knock. Christians like gentle Jesus always knocking. But that church ended in an earthquake. It was materialistic. It kept him outside knocking. I think Western churches today have done that. And we should be ready for his knock so we can know how to open to him with the information that is alluded to in the book so that we can take advantage and be part of his kingdom.
I want to go back a second to something you mentioned in the beginning. Why would God do a miracle to get Jews back to Israel and then let Muslims take Jerusalem?
Okay, good question. A Messianic Jew lamented the fact that the 90% of the Jews in Israel today have no interest in their spiritual heritage. They're just there for free land that the UN gave them. And my perspective is that the UN is the beast power in Revelation 13 that's going to compel everybody to false worship and wrong stuff, and we shouldn't honor them. The Jews returned prematurely to Israel because God said he would punish them seven times over if they walk contrary, and in Ezekiel 4, verse 5 and 6, they walk contrary to him 390 years. Times seven would be 2,730 years. They were not free to return in 1948. They could have been, should have been, in 2009, but in that year, Pope Benedict showed up in Jerusalem. Rome was assigned to flee Jerusalem. They forced everybody to convert to their gods back in pagan Rome time. And even there's been persecution from Dark Ages and converting Protestants and so on, you know, burning at the stake. Pioneers came to this country for a freedom. And I believe that those things are important for us today to see that we want the freedom. And but that those were part of history and why we're coming to big times.
When will biblical end times begin? What's the time frame in your mind?
Well, in Daniel 9, verse 24 and 5, there's a 70 weeks of years, 77s. Sadly, the Jews didn't count the 77s. Messiah came after 69 weeks. And when Christ was anointed of the Holy Spirit, it coincided with the 69th week. 1 week. But those will be literal time in the end time. In other words, for a year and a half, 70 weeks, we have from a decree to restore and build Jerusalem. What the Muslims are going to do and the earthquake is going to do, it's going to destroy Jerusalem. And I believe there'll be a decree to restore Jerusalem, but it will also be a heads up for us for the end times, a period of really the 77s, 490 is just a year and a half, but it's tied to a time prophecy that's really previous chapter, Daniel 8:14, that William Miller missed. It was 2,300 days, 6 1/3 years. It's part of the seven-year ending that we're going to have from a decree to restore Jerusalem. Sorry, that's a little wordy, but God bless you. Thank you.
Well, no, I understand that. What are you doing? What are you doing to prepare? What are you doing during this period? What are you doing to continue your research to see if some of these prophecies are fulfilled? I'm sure people are going, okay, whatever Dr. Ruling's doing, that's what I need to do with my life. What are you doing? How are you doing with handling all of this?
I am planning like it's going to be a real event and that there will be martial law. Christ said to flee Jerusalem. That was a city. I believe getting out of big cities is important. It will not be good the rioting and everything that takes place when there's no food, food shortages, and so on. I think country living is better. Christ said, sell what you have, though. I sold my property that I had, 20 acres on Lookout Mountain, decades ago. I've never suffered. I've never been homeless. Rent, you can find a rental place is cheap. And be mobile. In other words, don't get glued down to one spot where you really own it and try to have solar and everything, because God has a different plan. Haven't had time to talk about that, though, here. But I'm confident of it. Thank you.
That's a topic for another program, and there's so much more to discuss here that we don't have time for, so we'll encourage you to buy the book. Doctor, where's the best place to get the book? I mentioned Amazon, the usual places. Where is the best place to get a copy of MegaQuake 2023?
If a person doesn't need a soft cover that they hold in their hand, a digital copy, I have a great opportunity on my website, Health Happiness Destiny. Those are just three words, no and. HealthHappinessDestiny.com. Click the blog tab or the book DVD tab, I should say, a DVD book. You can watch part of a DVD. You get that link to the DVD. The DVD is worth thousands if you're on prescription drugs, in my opinion. And the book is a digital form along with the MegaQuake, but another one as well. So you get for $4.95 or $99. You get two books and the link to the DVD that's expensive, much money. So I would say healthhappinessdestiny.com. Go there if you don't mind a digital copy.
That is good. And I've got three simple words, and we'll have that up on our website as well. And if you do an Amazon, go to the author page for Dr. Ruling and so many great books, and many of those we had the pleasure of talking about here on the program. Doctor, it is always a pleasure. What are you working on now? You've got another book that you're ready to publish?
Well, I do have. I've written another one since then, The Greatest Story Never Told. It's actually part of the unleavened bread wedding feast topics, topics that God wants restored. And that's, I think, I have a pastor who's very excited about that, and we've had more than one exchange on it. So I won't try to explain it now because it's a can of worms to at first, but thank you.
Well, hopefully you'll complete the book and we can talk about it. But for right now, the book is MegaQuake 2023, How Three-Time Lines and Seven Events Signal Apocalyptic Times. The book available, again, at all of the usual places, healthhappinessdestiny.com, the website to find more information on Dr. Ruling there as well. Sir, always a pleasure. Look forward to having you back with us. Thank you for spending some time with us and explaining a crucial topic to all of us. Thank you for being with us once again.
God bless you. Same to you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dr. Ruling. The book, MegaQuake 2023, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.